If you've been watching the smoke plumes on the satellite loops this week, you already know something is wrong in Eastern Washington. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Let's get into it. Here's what you need to know. Wildfires burning near Spokane are threatening several key airports in the region. Evacuations are underway, and the air operation fighting those fires has been disrupted. Not by weather, not by terrain, by unauthorized drone flights over the fire zone. That's the story out of Flying Magazine this week, and it's one every one of us needs to sit with for a minute. Before I go further, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's lay out what's actually happening. Fires in the Spokane area have grown fast, pushed by dry conditions and wind. Local authorities have ordered evacuations, and the airports in the region are in the mix, both as potential assets and as potential casualties. Some fields sit close enough to the fire line that they matter for staging, for relief, and for getting people and equipment moved. When an airport is threatened, you lose more than a runway. You lose a base of operations right when the region needs it most. Now, here's the part that should get your attention as a pilot. Aerial firefighting is one of the most demanding, most precise flying jobs in the world. You've got air tankers dropping retardant. You've got lead planes. You've got helicopters working water. They're operating low, slow, heavy, and in low visibility, threading between ridgelines with smoke cutting their sight distance to almost nothing. It is a tightly choreographed, high workload environment. There is no margin in it, and into that environment, someone flew a drone. When an unauthorized drone shows up over a fire, the entire aerial operation stops. Not slows down, stops. The standard is simple, and it is absolute. If there's an unauthorized aircraft in the fire airspace, the tankers and helicopters are grounded until it's confirmed clear. Because a drone, even a small one, going through a windshield or into a turbine at 140 knots is not a maintenance write-up. It's a fatal accident, and it's a crew that can't fly the next mission for anyone. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here. When you read drone disrupts firefighting, it sounds like an inconvenience. It is not. Every minute those tankers sit on the ground is a minute the fire grows unchecked. Acres burned structures that could have been saved are lost. And in the worst case, lives that depended on that retardant line hold are put at risk. A hobby drone launched to get a dramatic video of a fire can very literally cost someone their home, possibly more. Let me connect this to the rules, because this is where it matters for the person listening. When a wildfire of this scale gets an aerial response, the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, almost always puts a temporary flight restriction over it. We call those TFRs. A fire TFR is a chunk of airspace, usually a ring several miles across and up to several thousand feet, closed to everyone who isn't part of the firefighting effort. That includes your Cessna 172. That includes your camera drone. That includes you, even if your intentions are good and you just want to help or take a look. This affects you if you're flying anywhere near an active fire. And right now, if you're operating in Eastern Washington, that could be a wide area. So here's what you do about it. Check the TFRs. Every flight, every time, but especially now. Pull them up before you launch. They're published. They're mapped. And ignorance of one is not a defense. The FAA does not treat fire TFR busts lightly, and neither does law enforcement. You're looking at certificate action. You're looking at civil penalties that can run into five figures. And if you're flying a drone, there are federal statutes now that carry criminal exposure for interfering with wildfire suppression. This is not a slap on the wrist anymore. And if you fly drones, hear this clearly. The rule on the ground during a fire is the one the firefighters live by. If you fly, we can't. That's the whole message. There is no footage worth grounding a tanker. There is no shot worth a firefighter's life. If you see a fire and you want to document it, keep the drone in the bag and let the professionals work. The best thing a drone operator can do near a wildfire is nothing at all. For the powered pilots, a couple of practical notes. Smoke is not just a visibility problem, it's a decision-making problem. It'll degrade your visual references long before you think it will, and it reduces slant range visibility in ways that fool you into pressing on. Density altitude climbs in that heat, so your airplane will perform worse than the numbers you're used to. And the airspace around a fire is dynamic. TFRs get issued, expanded, and moved on short notice as the fire behaves. What was clear this morning may be restricted by this afternoon. If your home field is one of the ones under threat near Spokane, stay plugged into your fixed base operator and your local notices. Fuel availability, field status, and access can all change quickly when fire is on the doorstep. The bigger picture, and I'll flag this as observation rather than reporting, We are seeing this drone over fire problem repeat, season after season. The technology is cheap, it's everywhere, and the education hasn't kept pace. Every one of us who flies has a role in fixing that. If you know someone with a drone, someone who's not in this world the way we are, have the conversation. Tell them what a TFR is. Tell them what happens to the tankers when an unauthorized aircraft shows up. Most people genuinely don't know. That conversation is cheap. The alternative is not. That reporting comes from Flying Magazine, with the airspace restrictions themselves published by the FAA. You can find more at radiohangar.com. To the crews flying the fire lines out west right now, we're watching, and we're grateful. And to everyone else, keep the fire airspace clear. Let them work. This has been ATIS. I'm Tower.